Welcome to the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum podcast series, bringing history and the arts to life for the people of Coventry and beyond.
Okay, welcome to Boiler Room. It's the fourth edition, the magazine-style programme for Coventry Heritage and Arts Trust, and it's February 2011. I'm Rich.
I'm Dom.
And in this month's programme, we've got an interview with local artist Derek Nesbitt about his response to the Belton Head exhibition that we've recently had at the Herbert. We've got a chat with Robin Johnson, who's our head of learning and has been working here for 15 years and so seen the immense changes that have happened to this organisation. So he's going to talk about sort of what it was like back in the day and what it's like now and sort of his regret at leaving. And we're going to also be talking to the artist Lisa Gunn in a preview of her forthcoming exhibition in April called Trapezius. So, Dom, what have you been doing this month?
Egypt. That's all it's been all month, which is, you know, that is quite unique, really, for my job. Normally, we'd spend kind of maximum maybe 2 or 3 weeks on an exhibition getting it together. But this one does seem to have been going on for a very long time. So what kind of happened middle of January, actually, we took down Street Art. Really, obviously, really good exhibition, really popular exhibition. And then we started putting together Secret Egypt. And we kind of spent the first two weeks just literally building the exhibition, which was a mammoth task. We've had to paint the whole gallery a new colour, and we've had to put in new walls, and we've had to build plinths and cases and all this kind of stuff. So at the moment, we're kind of right in the middle of it. We're kind of just starting, you know, to put all some of the objects into the cases, some of the really cool stuff that's come from all around the country, really. So, yeah, it's just Egypt, really.
I find it's fascinating. I've worked here for nearly 5 years now, so I've seen and also been involved in a few installations now. But I used to work in events, and it is very similar to events in a way, apart from the time scale is possibly slightly different.
Yeah.
But I used to think, probably like everybody else, that, you know, you would set up an exhibition in a day or two. But when you
well, you do sometimes.
But when you look at the, you know, basically what for people out there that have sort of never been involved in setting up a large exhibition, and believe me, this is a large exhibition.
Probably the largest we've ever had, I'd say.
It shows on the faces of everybody at the minute. It's basically what they do is they take a sort of a rectangular space or two rectangular spaces, really, and just transform them with lighting, with just the build, the way things are, with objects, with audiovisual.
Yeah, I think the most exciting thing about this place is you have always got this white box, which is gallery 1, 2, and 3, or two white boxes if you want. But every exhibition looks totally different in there, and that changes the space so much. And this is, you know, this is exactly the same. This space looks so different to how Street Art was compared to how, you know, from here to there was. It's different every single time. And that's always really exciting from my point of view. But yeah, this one is a mammoth one.
Talk about exhibitions. We had an exhibition on for a short amount of time, which was the Belton Head.
Yeah.
Belton Head was a piece that was created by Raymond Mason in 1945 as an immediate reaction, really, to the news that was filtering out as the Belton concentration camp was found.
Yeah.
At the end of the closing parts of the war. Did you have much to do with that?
No, Dom? I mean, I was aware obviously it was happening, and you know, our team obviously works very close with a lot of the other people. This one was kind of put together by not necessarily the exhibition teams, but other members from other teams. So for example, Jack from diversity and Natalie from the curatorial team, they kind of put it together because it's, you know, their kind of specialisms, really. But I think it's a really interesting story, and I think what Jack actually did with the other artists is really fascinating.
Well, I was fortunate to meet up with Derek to ask him about his inspiration and the reasons that he made the piece that he did, which is a sort of sound installation, but also quite fascinatingly talked to him about his visit to Belton, which helped inspire. So here's my interview with Derek.